Support for KPLU comes from Alaska Airlines, who believes that Seattle is synonymous with great service, which they strive to provide every day, from helping with a sleeping toddler to offering artisan food and beverages. More information can be found at alaskaair.org.
In Northwest News from KPLU, New Zealand is about as far across the Pacific Ocean as you can get from Seattle, but it's a country rich in culture, natural wonders, and busy cities. In this week's Going Places, travel expert Matthew Brumley tells KPLU's Ed Ronco that the trip to New Zealand is worth the time and money it takes to get there.
So Matthew, people who have been to New Zealand tell me that it looks an awful lot like the Pacific Northwest.
It does. It actually looks a lot like British Columbia. However, the great thing about New Zealand is when it's dark and cold and gray and depressing here, it is absolutely stunning and sunny there. So Ed, the time to go is basically starting in October and all the way through March.
It's a long way away. What's the best way to do
it? My favorite way to get to New Zealand is on Air New Zealand. They've got a great staff. I think it's the best economy flight I've ever flown in my life. And they have jumper flights up to Vancouver where you can go direct from Vancouver or head down to San Francisco and catch the night flight. It's 12 plus hours, but it's so comfortable that if you haven't finished your movie, you're going to wish that they would just circle the island for a few times.
Let's talk about a sample itinerary. What's a good way to see New Zealand?
Well, there's 100 ways to do this, right, Ed, but one of the ways you could might consider is fly into Auckland, get on that flight from San Francisco, boom, 12, 14 hours later at 6 a.m., you're landing in Auckland. And from there, spend a couple days. You can go kayaking out in the bay. There's some beautiful sights just right there in Auckland. And then head out towards Rotorua and check out some of the farm stays in this region.
Wait a minute, Matthew. Did I just hear you say farm stay?
Yes, Ed, farm stays.
Okay.
They're really big in New Zealand. They're inexpensive. New Zealand is all about its agriculture and, its nature. So it's a great way to kind of get grounded in New Zealand, get back to earth and kind of be a part of the community. That would be a wonderful way to go.
How do I get around the country? Do I rent a car? Do I fly from place to place?
Rent a camper van. The distances are, about the same length as going from Seattle to Los Angeles or San Diego. We're talking about 1,000 miles, basically from Auckland all the way down to the tip of the South Island, even a little bit further. So you'll need a few weeks and, head up to Rotorua on the North Island in Auckland. And then maybe if you like wine, go to Napier. There's some wonderful vineyards in Napier and great Art Deco architecture. And then you could go down to Wellington, Windy Wellington, and check out the studios of Middle Earth and head to the South Island and catch that coastal train all the way to Christchurch. There's a train that will lead you that actually is going to meet you at the dock and will bring you along the coast to Christchurch, which is just a gorgeous train ride.
Of course, many people here know New Zealand as the setting for the Lord of the Rings movies, but what I'm hearing you say is that there's so much more to explore.
Oh, there's Ed. You could spend a lifetime in New Zealand, and actually many people do.
New Zealanders, for one.
New Zealanders, for one. There's a lot of people who would like to immigrate into New Zealand, but it's a very tight, difficult process. One thing you don't want to miss when you get to New Zealand is head all the way down south towards the glaciers and these great, magnificent Southern Alp mountains and go to Milford Sound. Stunning, stunning area.
Fantastic. Matthew, thank you very much.
Hey, have a great trip, Ed.
Matthew Brumley is our travel expert and the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions. He joins us each week to talk about exciting places to visit and ways to get there. If you've been to New Zealand, we know that we have not hit all of the sites in this massive and beautiful country. Please tell us some of the things that you like about the area. You can do that on kplu.org. I'm Ed Ronco.